because you're obviously involved in the sort of education side of things. So I'm always interested to sort of hear about, you know, it seems to come like the, or there seems to be a bit of a sort of onus placed on this being kids on social media who are, and Andy mentioned there, like looking for a reaction out of famous people. We obviously saw the lad who racially abused Ian Wright sort of go without punishment, but there was talk of him, you know, he was going to be educated on the sort of issues of race and stuff like that. That was an 18-year-old kid, and you sort of work with children of around that age. So how important do you think the education side of it is? Or do you think that, you know, as I said before about the messaging changing, do you think we're past the point now of saying to people, pack it in, and actually it should be up to the social media companies to do something to protect, you know, the most famous people on their platforms?
The education is one that, obviously, I can't speak for every education establishment, but we do loads on it. Do you know what I mean? We do loads on developing emotional intelligence towards how you act on social media. Also, which shouldn't really have to be done, but as you know, as you suggest, have to be done. We have to do, you know, online training on how to react if you are abused on social media, and try and put this barrier in that it may not be a real person you're dealing with, it may just be a face. But ultimately, I think it does come down to, you know, I know John Barnes speaks a lot about general racism, that it's the education of why people are either subliminally racist or think it's okay to do. But for my job, you know, you're right, as I had a sixth form in a school, if social media didn't exist, it would take away 80% of my problems straight away. Nearly every single bullying, child protection issue that comes around now as an educator is revolves around social media. You know, I won't go into any detail, but on the last day of term, we had to exclude two year 12 girls, 17-year-old girls, because somebody else had done a TikTok video with a lad that they were seeing or talking to on Snapchat. And it just escalated and ended up, you know, with a big incident outside schools. And when you actually break it down and tear all the walls down, you think there's no actual substance in it. None of the people who are being accused of doing anything wrong have actually done anything wrong. Do you know what I mean? And for me, just touching on what Andy said and kind of taking my point on a bit, there has to be a reason for both parties not to do it. So that there has to be sufficient education to the people who are doing it to not do it. So there has to be sufficient punishment, and whether that's, you know, getting taken off social media for the future, et cetera, et cetera. But on the flip side, for the big organisations, there has to be enough of a reason for them to punish people to do it.